Welcome to the Holistic Life Podcast. I'm your host, Megan, the founder of the Holistic Collective. I've been where you are, facing health concerns and searching for answers. Through holistic health and a dedicated team of practitioners, I discovered the missing pieces to my healing puzzle. And now I'm here cheering you on to find your own unique path to wellness. This podcast is your sanctuary, a place of inspiring stories of personal transformation, practical guidance, and a community to support you along the way. Join us on this relatable journey towards intentional, vibrant, and meaningful living. Today, we are covering a topic that is ever so present in my own life, and I am sure at least one or two of you will relate also, and that is navigating change. Now, change can either knock us for six or it can make us and take us into the next season of our life. And for me, currently, I am in the thick of yet another season of change, which has involved multiple moves, career changes, work changes, business changes, lifestyle changes, as well as friendship and relational changes. So it has been a big month. So let's dive on into change and a couple of things that from not only this season of change, but other seasons of change that I've been in over the past couple of years, things that I've learnt along the way. And if you find yourself in a season of change, I hope that they will help you too. Now, seasons of change look different for all of us. And if, like me, you feel like you live in a constant season of change and things are always evolving, or you may be in just like a seasonal change where you're stepping into becoming a wife, or you're stepping into motherhood, or you're stepping into a new business. There is always something changing and evolving in our worlds. And sometimes that can be a little bit bigger than other times. Sometimes we have more subtle changes in our lives, but it doesn't discount how change can make us feel and how we have to adapt and evolve and move ahead in these seasons, despite the world moving around us and our own world moving with it. It can become overwhelming, but things move ahead regardless. So we either have to embrace change and look for tools and ways to be able to evolve with it. Otherwise, we do get left behind and we can become either quite down or quite resentful of the season that we're in. So here are a couple of things that I've found over time that have really helped me when I've been navigating change. And the first big one for me is choosing what balls to carry and what balls to drop. Now, I'm talking putting your balls into the glass ball category or putting them into the plastic category. Now, we are often juggling so many balls, and it is challenging in seasons of change to pick what is a priority, because things can be just screaming at us, telling us, I'm a priority, I'm a priority. And even people in your life might be screaming that at you too. So it makes it really challenging sometimes to understand what is a priority in that season. So a great way to do this is to think about this glass ball versus plastic ball analogy and really just lay on the table all of the things that are evolving in your world and things that are calling for your attention, and really place these into categories of, is this a priority now? Is this a priority next? Or is this a priority later? And you'll find that you'll start to be able to shuffle things through. Now, you will find that at first, everything will be a priority now. But once you start to lay it all out, you'll start to realize that you are able to move some things along, and you might have to be a little bit ruthless here as to what you move along. You know what? I don't recommend putting your in-laws, catching up with your in-laws, into the later category. But if you need to do that, and that's not a priority if you're in the midst of, you know, building a business, or you're you know, you're a new mom. Sometimes some of those things can just be very in your face, and that could be also building a business. You know, there's so many things that are on your plate. You might be, you know, trying to get your website off the ground, or you might be still studying, you know, whether you're studying naturopathy or something similar. You might be in that season and you're studying, you're trying to keep your friendships alive, you're trying to keep your relationship alive. You're just trying to keep yourself and your house plants alive too. So I get it. Using this tactic of pulling things out and prioritizing them into now, next, and later is such a game changer. Another great way to look at these things in these categories is, what is actually sucking my time? Where you can identify where your time is being sucked away is also such an important piece, because we are all guilty of doom scrolling every now and then, sometimes more often than not. And sometimes when our lives are busier, we do lean towards avoiding the things that we should be doing and lean towards the things that are mind numbing so that we don't have to think about all the things we should be doing. So that's just one example. I know I am so guilty. I will put my hand up. Hallelujah, that is me. When things get really busy, I run for the hills, and it takes me a little while to regroup and just get back on track and to just start to reorganize my life. But I found this is such a great way to be able to do that. So just identifying what are glass balls, what are plastic ones, dropping the plastic ones. That doesn't mean that you can't pick them up later, but they are just not a priority in this season of change. Another great next step in this with this exercise is to then start to write lists. Lists are such a great way where you can see that you tick things off, and they are so, so simple. If you're like me, I love a good handwritten list. I'm one of those crazy people that still writes a handwritten shopping list. I just don't know. It just hits different when I get to the shops and I feel like I actually remember what I need rather than just looking at my notes section. Trying to tick things off that way does not work the best for me. So if, like me, you need to write some lists, set some reminders in order to stay organized with these new priorities that you've identified, please do. Anything that helps you then solidify the next step, because it's one thing to identify, but it's another thing to actually prioritize these things in your life. So make that change so that you're able to then get ahead of those areas. And as a result, this will help reduce so much stress. I can't tell you how this simple exercise, it sounds so simple, and you'll be like, Megan, I already hear about this all the time and I know exactly what I need to be doing, but how many people are actually doing it? And how many people are actually then reprioritizing what they're doing rather than just running on the hamster wheel, just trying to stay ahead? So this will help you reduce stress and identify exactly what needs your attention. So don't be juggling all those balls like a crazy circus clown. Drop the plastic ones and pick up those glass ones, and you will thank yourself for it. Now, the why behind why we may find ourselves in these seasons of change, or the reason why we may feel overwhelmed in these seasons of change, is often because we can't see the bigger picture. When we can put things into the perspective and we can actually see why we're in the position that we're in, or why we're working towards something, you know, maybe why you decided to start the business and then you suddenly started and it just becomes so overwhelming, and you feel overwhelmed by all the things you now have to do and now are on your plate. Looking at the bigger picture as to why is such a great way just to ground yourself back into your mission and your vision. And sometimes that's easier said than done, but even just having a collection of messages from people who are motivating and have sent you positive messages along the way when you decided to take the leap to start with, keep a folder of those those things, because there are always going to be days where you start to, you know, feel overwhelmed in these seasons of change. So, you know what, to go back to these positive messages, you know, even if, you know, you're a mom and you just need a folder of messages from people who, you know, you screenshot as they come in, I'm sure that they do, or, you know, maybe reach out to someone and say, hey, I just need a little pep talk. Can you send me a quick pep talk? I'm sure that your friends would be so happy to do that. And it is so lovely on the days that things feel challenging that you're able to then go back into those messages and see in that folder, like, hey, this is the real reason why, you know, I've taken the leap, or maybe this is the reason why I've decided to move house 3 times to find the right place, because I'm prioritizing my health and every house I move into has mold. Or maybe you are then, you know, you've become a mom and you've always wanted to be a mom, but now all of a sudden you think, oh my goodness, what have I done? I've upended my entire life. So, you know, those messages that you can reach to and really put yourself into a perspective where you're seeing the bigger picture and you're able to just humble yourself a little bit as well. So look for the why. It allows us to become so much more positive and allows us to look at the brighter side of these situations rather than just dwelling in the negatives. And as a result, we become more resilient in combating that dreaded change fatigue. Amen if you have been there. The next thing, and you know, some people are probably going to dread this a little bit, is asking for help. And I know you're probably like, Megan, I've heard this all the time. I hear it all the time. I either don't want to ask for help, it's daunting to ask for help, who's going to help me? Asking for help is such a big piece, and I am so, so guilty of feeling like I need to do everything on my own all the time. But that is just not the reality, and it's not the reality when you take yourself out and you actually ask people for help, because it brings so much joy to them to be able to do that. And this, I mean, a little story, I've recently moved more times than I care to admit, and packed and unpacked, and you know, went on a semi in between holiday as well, and you know, that was just not possible without asking people for help. Particularly, I moved everything out of my home and into storage in between moves. And if it wasn't for the people around me who rallied behind me and, you know, helped me move, particularly, you know, things are so heavy when you move as well, I wouldn't have been able to do it by myself. But also in turn, the joy that it brought to the faces and lives of the people who I asked to help, who I may not normally ask to help. And yeah, it was just so lovely, because it was such a lovely, like, bonding experience. I mean, yeah, I don't know, maybe it's a bit trauma bonding from moving in the middle of February in the heat here in Australia. It was just, yeah, it was a lot. But, you know, I like to think that these people had a good time too. So, and I'm sure that they did. There were some of my beautiful friends who helped. And, you know, particularly men, they're just always happy to jump in to help, particularly with very manly things, you know, building things, mowing lawns. They just love that stuff. So, yeah, give people in your life a chance to help you. It just means that we have to put ourselves out there to be able to, yeah, receive the help, I guess, to start with. Yeah, you'd be surprised how your whole world changes when you start to ask for help, because, you know, when you give and you receive, it's such a beautiful exchange. So yeah, I just love it. I really love it. I'm starting to fall in love with asking for help, I suppose. So definitely give this one a go. The other great thing about asking for help and leaning into the people in our lives is that these people are so great for feedback. And, you know, it is so rewarding when you can ask someone for their opinion and they're able to give it to you so gracefully and may not be a perspective that you particularly thought of. If you're in one of these seasons of change, sometimes perspective is one of the greatest gifts that someone can give you because you can just be stuck in the thick of everything that's happening and just be so sucked away. So asking someone for help has been one of the most helpful things, but not just asking for help, asking for the feedback as well. Recently, I've been asking friends for interior designing help. That's how much I know about interior design. Can't even say it. And it has been so lovely. And just advice for, you know, from friends who move a lot as well. And friends who are in business and, you know, trying to wear all the hats. It's like, what advice can you help me with and help me with a different perspective, particularly in these seasons of change and navigating change? Yeah, it's such a gift, such a gift. So if you've got friends who you can trust and trust their opinion and trust their feedback, you know, lean into these people because, yeah, it's such a gift for them to be able to help you and, you to be able to help them in a way as well. So last but not least is celebrate. And this is the one that we overlook also. In addition to asking for help, we overlook celebrating and we just get stuck in the do, and we don't push ourselves to actually stop and enjoy the season that we're in. I'm so guilty for that. But change is such a beautiful opportunity to learn more about ourselves and to grow as people. It pushes us to learn new skills, put ourselves in different circumstances, and embrace new experiences. And if we weren't in these situations of change, we wouldn't have the opportunity and blessing to be able to do that. It's so easy to skip over the things that fill up our cup in these seasons of change, but these are really the things that keep us the most grounded. So if you are well overdue for a massage and you think, oh my gosh, I don't even know how I'm going to fit that into my schedule, maybe that is a sign that you need to do so. Or whether it's just going for a walk in nature, I know I'm so guilty of, putting off the things that are going to make me feel good because I feel like I have no time. But in fact, those things are the things that are going to make you more time because you are going to feel fresher, things are going to flow so much easier, and you're not going to spend so much time just procrastinating and waiting for things to happen. So celebrate, even if it's something so small. You know, celebrate taking the leap, celebrate becoming a mum, celebrate, you know, moving house with a cute new coffee cup or something. I'm sure there's, you know, homewares, don't get me started on homewares, but celebrate with something. It doesn't take much effort to do what everyone else is doing. One of my favorite visuals from this week, particularly in this like change topic, is of the salmon. And if you know the story about the salmon, salmons notoriously swim upstream to lay the babies or however that works, but they they embrace being different, they embrace swimming upstream, and obviously for a lot of environmental reasons and, you know, worldly reasons as to why they do that too. But yeah, just like the salmon, yeah, embrace swimming upstream and going a different way to what other people are doing. And yeah, it's hard when we live in a society where we celebrate doing the same thing and ticking off the same milestones, and we have this preconceived idea as to what our lives are going to look like and how they're going to unfold. But if I've learned anything along the way, is that everyone's life is so different and we're just at such different stages of life. And, you know, if your stage looks different, which many of ours do, it is hard not to compare yourself. And when you are in one of these seasons of change, or if your life is just a constant season of change, it's easy to just start to fall into a trap of comparison. But yeah, just be a salmon, swim your own way. And, you know, it's so easy just to go with the flow and to go with the norm of things, but it's not easy to go against that. So I just really want to encourage anyone today who is in a season of change, audit your life, pick up the glass balls, drop the rest, lean into the people that can help you, look for the bigger perspective, you know, the reason why you maybe decided to step out and step into a different area of life to be even begin with, and celebrate yourself for having the courage to do so, and do something for yourself today that makes you feel really good and just puts you back into a state where you're able to just keep swimming against that current like a little salmon.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of the Holistic Life Podcast. If you're seeking a like-minded community to walk alongside you on your health journey, we've got just the place. Join our exclusive Facebook group, the Holistic Life Podcast Community, a place to support and inspire each other every step of the way. And don't let inspiration stop here. Dive deeper into this episode's insights and additional resources waiting for you at theholisticcollective.com. It's your hub for show notes, links, and all things holistic living. Remember, wellness is a journey. Each step you take is a step towards intentional, vibrant, and meaningful living.